KJC Country 104.7 FM. We are continuing the tour, the US 23 Heritage Route Tour. And day one is, about a halfway through. And a big smile on his face, the man who kind of put this thing together, State Senator John Molinar. How are you today?
Well, doing fine. And it's been a real thrill to be part of this and enjoying talking with people and promoting Northeast Michigan.
Now, let me ask you, what was the impetus? Obviously, we know what the impetus was, but where did this idea come from to do this particular kind of event?
Well, you know, it first began by seeing the Heritage Route website, and it was a virtual tour. And the more we thought about it, we thought, you know, we want to promote the Heritage Route and have people experience the many assets and wonders of the region. And so we developed the idea last year of doing the tour, and we had different department leaders, Department of Agriculture, Department of Natural Resources, MDOT, MEDC, people who are traditionally based in Lansing and working in state government, and we wanted to promote Northern Michigan.
Boy, now what a way to do it, too. You know what? They're getting firsthand look at what Northern Michigan, Northeast Michigan's all about. And, you know, every stop along the way, they're learning a little bit more. But I've noticed in making the stops along with you guys that it's a give and take. It's not all just information going towards Lansing. Those people have questions, too, about what's happening here. And I like seeing that.
You know, it's a good dialogue. And, you know, the directors, Keith Cray from the DNR, Jamie Clover Adams from Agriculture. We have the executive director for the Office of Great Lakes, John Allen. And what's interesting is they can describe what's going on at the state level, but they get very good insights from the people who are living in Michigan day to day and have concerns or ideas that they'd like to explore. And it's been very beneficial.
Still got lots of stops to make, and it looks like an exciting itinerary. And I know it's a hectic one, but again, lots of smiles and a lot of people with a lot of questions and a lot of answers. And they really are learning about you know, what was a best kept secret of Michigan.
That's right. You know, it's a tremendous asset, this whole region. Anytime people come here, they say, "Oh, I didn't know that." And so for people to be able to come up and ask questions and learn about the communities, we've had a great turnout of residents along the way who want to share ideas with the state of Michigan. And so it's just very positive.
It has been. And hopefully it will continue to be positive right through the very, Mackinac City's the last stop, right?
Yes. Yes. It's a two-day tour. We're going to stay overnight tonight in Alpena and then on up to Mackinac City tomorrow.
All right. And I know along the way you kind of lose some people. You know, they've got other commitments to do, but yeah, almost everybody else is making that whole two-day tour.
That's right. It is a big commitment of time. And when you think of some of these directors, you know, the expansive jobs they have, we're just thrilled to have them with us.
Well, I'm thrilled to have been invited to get to be a part of it, at least for this early part. And maybe I'll look forward to, you know, I don't know how many more years these tours are go, but, you know, we'll be a part of it every time we can.
Well, thank you. It's our second annual, and we're hoping to do it every year, and it continues to grow.
State Senator John Molinar, thank you for joining us, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.